Moving on now, people have rallied in several Yemeni cities in support of the Ansarullah movement and the popular committees. The rallies took place in the capital Sana'a as well as in the cities of Sadr and Aden. The protesters denounced the US and Saudi Arabia for, quote, interfering in Yemen. They voiced support for Ansarullah's constitutional declaration that calls for all parties to join the political process in Yemen. The demonstrators also urged unity among all Yemenis. Similar rallies have been held in several other cities across Yemen in support of former President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi, who is currently in Aden. Hadi plans to relocate the capital to Aden. He stepped down over political differences with the Ansarullah movement in January, but later he withdrew his resignation. Author and Middle East expert Saib Shah says the decision by some countries to relocate their embassies in Yemen could worsen the political crisis in the country.
Pathetic idea, since the scenario of Hadi escaping and tried to claim he was forced to resign and he escaped, and we know very well he received orders from the embassy of United States of America and Saudi Arabia to resign so he can plunge Yemen in political limbo and to create the seeds of sectarian war when Al-Qaeda want to show themselves in their engaged in defending the Yemen against foreign intervention, as they try to see. Houthis knows that very well. Revolutionaries know that very well. But Hadi Mansour is counting on his Saudi support to try to convince Egypt, actually, in here, to help him, to try to send a force to protect Bab al-Mandab as a major waterways, as they see. But the problem in here, they don't understand the changing geography in the Middle East of alliances.